You're listening to the WGXC Weekend News for Saturday, April 15th and Sunday, April 16th and early Monday morning. Go to WGXC Newsroom online at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $32 million in grants and interest-free loans for water and wastewater projects around the state on April 14th. The New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation Board of Directors approved the funding that includes a project in New Baltimore. That Greene County town is getting $2.6 million zero-interest loan for the planning, design, and construction of wastewater system upgrades. Kate Seckinger at the Columbia Green Media reports that the company's newspapers were runners-up in the editorial categories in the 2016 New York Press Association's Better Newspaper Contest, April 7th and 8th in Saratoga. The Register Star received a second-place award for a six-part series on cold cases in Greene and Columbia counties published last June and July. The Daily Mail took a third-place award for a five-part series on adoption in the Greene and Columbia counties from last August. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Neva Wartell has these reports.
The New York State Department of Taxation and Finance announced on April 14th that it's extending the hours of its income tax call center through the April 18th filing deadline to assist taxpayers. On Monday, April 17th and Tuesday, April 18th, the call center will remain open until 7:30 p.m. to assist taxpayers with last-minute tax return filing questions. The call center's normal hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can call 518-457-5181 or go to www.tax.ny.gov for more information on the tax deadline. WRGB-TV reports that Petersburg in Rensselaer County has lifted all restrictions on its drinking water. Like Hoosick Falls, Petersburg has been struggling with the dangerous chemical PFOA in its drinking water, but a notice on the town website on April 13th says the latest test results did not find PFOA in the drinking water. The town had added a new filtration system since the discovery of PFOA in the water. Read the full story on the WRGB-TV website. The Daily Freeman reports that an industrial accident that killed a Greene County man will cost a contractor $360,000 in penalties. Catskill-based North American Quarry will pay for the death of employee Stephen J. Wickham, 30, of Greenville, who died operating an industrial drill in 2012 at Northeast Solite's Mount Marion Pit and Mill in Saugerties when he became caught up in the shaft of the machine's auger. North American Quarry was also cited for three, quote, flagrant, end quote, violations and one, quote, high negligence, end quote, violation, according to the Department of Labor. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Joseph Spector reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal that anyone visiting a state prison must now carry anything with them in clear plastic bags. The State Department of Corrections issued the new regulation to stop contraband from entering the state's 54 prisons. All workers at prisons must now use state-issued clear plastic bags for their food and personal items. Quote, the department is in the process of implementing new protocols for all staff who work in prisons, including more scheduled metal detector searches and the issuance of clear bags, which are provided to staff and will be required to transport their personal items in and out of the facilities, end quote, said agency spokesman Thomas Maley in a statement. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that activists are pushing for Governor Andrew Cuomo to add what they term a, quote, people's commissioner, end quote, to the state's Public Service Commission. The Energy Democracy Alliance wants at least one commissioner who represents people rather than industries. Quote, I can't see a suit representing me, end quote, added Lucy Velez of Push Buffalo. She hopes that a PSC commissioner would know what it was like to wait in a HEAP or home heating assistance office for low-income aid in paying his or her power bills. Right now, the PSC has just two commissioners, Diane Berman and Greg Sayre, for five seats. The board makes utility regulatory decisions. Read that full story in Capital Confidential. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.